Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The Bachelor. My goodness, it is ramping up this week. We're almost at the final. Lockie is picking his love of his life, or is he? Someone who does know is the host of The Bachelor, Mr. Osher Gunsberg. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm never going to tell you. And not as nice as your George Michael saxophone is, I'm never going to tell you if he does or doesn't.
Damn it. I thought that it would, like, you know, caress you into maybe telling me.
Nah. I pay my mortgage and pay my school fees by keeping secrets. So
okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough. What's been happening with you, though? You've been all over the place, masked singer, you're in lockdown, and then, you know, Bachelor, obviously. Is it true that you might not be doing The Bachelorette because you were stuck?
No, that's not true. But, you know, it's fine. People like to make stuff up. This is the tricky thing, Maddie, is like not knowing something is uncomfortable. So people like to make stuff up and then they repost it and retweet it and write stories about it. And they're like, oh, good, now I know. No, you don't. You know something that you made up and read three times from the same unknown source. It's not real, but that's okay. It's fine.
That's all right. So we are going to see you on The Bachelorette then?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. How's it going? Are you guys still filming or is that wrapped up as well?
That'd be a good question to answer, wouldn't it?
Oh, come on. I thought George Michael would let us know all the secrets. When COVID hit earlier in the year, when no one really knew how big it was going to be and they were just kind of like, oh, stay home, some stuff's going to get cancelled, did you kind of think that you might actually get a break for once?
No, we were all very aware of what it was to be making a TV show that involves tongue passion during a global pandemic. Well, like any other workplace, Maddie, we just wanted to make sure that we kept people safe because the last thing that we would want is for these people who have put their lives on hold, travelled across the country to come and be with us, if they got very, very ill, you know, that would be awful if we put them in any kind of danger. So we were very careful and we were very, very, very particular about what we were doing. And then it got to the point where it's like, okay, we can't continue this safely because we don't all very much know how to do it at this point. So we're all going to have to go home. But we figured it out. And we got back on, and I think you'll agree that the love in lockdown part where they were on the Zoom calls and stuff was actually pretty good.
It was really interesting. It was good to see like a point of difference, you know, because we were all kind of going through that being like, oh, we're stuck at home Zooming our families and here's The Bachelor having to do it as well.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun. Though I will call into question the validity of Caitlin's gardening implements because there was not a lot of dirt on any of them.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Now, I know you're not going to tell me who wins, but can you tell me, are we going to be happy, sad or shocked with who Lockie picks?
It's all up to you. Oh. You know, you can be the kind of person that likes coriander or you can be the kind of person who goes, I'm essentially eating soap. You know, it's however it is that you feel about the situation, that will dictate your reaction to the situation. That is exactly just like life. We are in charge of how we feel about things. Things just happen. It's what we make it be.
This is true. Now, I want to know, though, if you were a single lad, you know, obviously you got the family, got the baby, everything like that. But if you were single, would you go on The Bachelor? Would you be The Bachelor?
I think I know too much about how television's made. I've been in TV since 1999. I think I know a little too much about how TV's made. I don't think I'd be able to separate myself enough from it.
Oh, okay. You'd be looking at the camera and be like, oh, you guys need to move over to this angle to get the right side, things like that?
I wouldn't be telling people what to do. I'd just probably a little too aware of lighting and things like that. And, you know, audio and these sorts of things, yeah. So I wouldn't be able to be in the moment, I don't feel.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what's been your favourite part of this season? Obviously, the love in lockdown was very interesting and a bit different for you, but is there anything else? Is there a favourite moment for you?
I think when Lockie was on his whitewater rafting date, he got a lot of back paddling practice in, because he'll need that tonight when he meets the families. Because there's a few things that come out of his mouth that he might not have thought about before he says. And then he has to do a lot of, that's not what I meant. No, what I actually meant.
Oh, God, he's like a politician, isn't he? He's just getting grilled.
It's pretty fantastic. Yeah, he really gets a grilling tonight from a couple of concerned parents and a couple of concerned brothers and, you know, definitely a concerned mum. Fair enough, when I met Audrey's dad, I wasn't dating three other women at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tricky no matter what you do.
Exactly. Well, The Bachelor is on our TVs tonight on Win. Can't wait to see what happens. Osha, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the George Michael.